What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So getting on back to this story, this was over in Natural News. And the article is titled, Health Basics Quiz, Which Kills More Americans, Cancer or Chemotherapy? And there are some alarming statistics in there. On average, chemotherapy fails more than 97% of the cancer victims who've been prescribed this so-called mainstream medicine. And of course, chemotherapy itself is very damaging. In fact, 75% of physicians and oncologists refuse chemotherapy for themselves and their loved ones. It's all about making money. Now, my mother died at 47 years of age, and supposedly of cancer, but I got to see what the chemotherapy and the radiation was doing to her, and I've never satisfied myself whether it was really the cancer that did her in or the treatment. Because we're seeing this reckless disregard for safety and efficacy in modern medicine. It's all about getting a new chemical, getting it patented, write up a report saying we know it's safe, handing it over to the FDA with the appropriate fees to get the FDA approval, and then push it, market it on TVs with all these glitzy commercials. And people really do need to listen to that fast voice at the end, because Claire and I do. And it's just this constant awareness that it sounds very often like the medicine is worse than the condition it's treating. Over in Denmark, they're still having a problem with the Gardasil vaccine, and serious adverse reactions, now number one out of every 500 girls. And health reporter Liselott Blixt of the Danish People's Party was one of the people who led the effort to get Gardasil into Denmark in 2008. She's now reversed course. She wants it absolutely abolished. And she says there are perhaps up to 5,000 young women living in Denmark who suddenly become so sick, we have to simply stop the vaccine. And we have to take responsibility for ensuring that we have safe and effective medications here. So, that. And some of the symptoms that they're seeing over there, there are neurological problems like narcolepsy. And these are perfectly healthy girls until they get the Gardasil shot. One out of every 500, I'm sure to the pharmaceutical companies, that's not too bad. You know, we make enough off the other 499 where we can pay off the lawsuit on the one who got sick. I'm sure that's been part of the thinking regarding autism and its links to vaccines. But the rates of autism are going up. It'll soon reach a point where the economic cost of treating all of those autistic people, of caring for them, is going to risk bringing down the entire system. Now, as you know, they're once again out there saying, time to get your flu shot, get your flu shot. Public health officials are now admitting that the current flu shot has no protection against the Aussie strain, which is making its way around the world right now. And this is a very serious strain of flu. And apparently Public Health England admitted the vaccine, which was given to millions over the winter, showed no significant effectiveness in preventing people from being struck down by H3N2. It just didn't work. Now, over in China, they've got a major vaccine scandal. And it's a big one. And it is causing shockwaves throughout the drug market. And it's forcing the government to basically step on in and regulate what's going on. So there's this company called Changsheng Biotechnology, and police are investigating it, its chairwoman and four executives, over suspected criminal behavior. Changsheng has been found to have falsified production documents related to a rabies vaccine that is given routinely to Chinese babies as young as 3 months, underscoring the challenge the drug market faces cleaning up its image as it aims to promote its vaccines globally. So according to the China Food and Drug Administration, Changsheng fabricated production records. We already did that part. Anyway, what's going on is these vaccines have been found contaminated with all kinds of chemicals that shouldn't be in there, including known carcinogens. And they were just shipping them out the door, making their money, having a really good time. So it's not just an American problem. It's global. And here's where you should be kind of worried, because, again, China's pharmaceutical industry markets all over the world, including here in the United States. And this is not the first time there has been a problem with imported Chinese pharmaceuticals either being contaminated or not containing the correct amount of medication they're supposed to. And it really is an issue. Now, China's response to this, and we'll probably see some of it even here in the United States, the censors are already all over the web deleting articles and postings about the vaccine industry, because there is this online outcry over the country's latest vaccine scandal. Now, regulators have halted production of that rabies vaccine, and it's the latest in a series of health and safety scandals, which are fueling the fear over the safety of basic food and medicine and anger at regulators who are asleep on the job. Boy, does that not sound like what we're going through over here? So China's censors and regulators are trying to stay ahead of the news, deleting posts on WeChat as the state media tries to take control of the narrative and steer it in another direction. So they've stopped the production. Chinese pharmaceutical stocks are down. And as I said before, the problem is that China exports a lot of that medication to here in the United States of America. And there have been problems before where you're supposed to be taking a tablet that has 20 milligrams of what makes you better, and it only has 10. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Now, I'm sure the practitioners in the clinics, hospitals, for the most part, are there because they genuinely want to be healers. We do get some bad ones, like that guy who got sent to jail for faking cancer diagnoses, and he should have. But again, it was all driven by money. Now, over at the National Health Service, this one just strikes me as weird. This is from the Daily Mail. Apparently, over at the National Health Service, up to 150 autistic children were given sex change drugs. And the accusations are that these kids might not even be transgender. And these drugs they've been given, they're called puberty blocker drugs. They stop the body maturing. We're into mad scientist territory here. We really, really are. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Gil in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good talking to you again. Good old Sun City, Arizona, where it's too hot, 114 today.
Okay.
Anyway, my dad had pancreatic cancer, which, you know, you don't come out of. Well, at least back in 1977, you didn't come out of that. And I took him to his first dose of chemotherapy. The next day, he died.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. They listed on his death certificate heart attack. Well, he had pancreatic cancer, so now he's officially listed as a heart disease, when in fact, you know, the pancreatic cancer and the chemotherapy, in my opinion, is what killed him.
So, well, again, the fact that he had pancreatic cancer does not rule out him also having a heart attack. The rapidity with which, like, the first chemotherapy and then he dies does suggest that it was, in fact, a heart attack. Whether the chemotherapy brought that on, we don't know. We don't know what specific chemicals were being used there. But it's...
Yeah, it's kind of hard
to say. As I said before, it's...
And you talked about something else. I'm an immigrant from Canada, and we had family that used to live in a town called Asbestos, Canada. As a matter of fact, my dad used to have stocks in the company that mined asbestos. And they had a big mountain outside of out of the town. I mean, it looked like a mountain, and yet it was, you know, tailings from whatever they did mining the stuff. And my uncle and some of my family had worked in the town of Asbestos. And what I was wondering from you is this asbestos thing kind of overblown? Because we never heard of anybody having any problems that worked over there.
Well, it depends on what's in the tailings pile. I mean, obviously, you know, there's, I think the first place to look if there was a problem is the people who actually worked for the mine itself. And they may have taken the asbestos out in large chunks, because naturally occurring asbestos does come in large blocks, and then it's sent someplace else to basically be broken up into the fine particles that are then used for insulation and so forth and so on.
Okay, well, yeah, that's always kind of puzzled me, but anyway, that's all I had. Enjoy your show. I generally go on your website, but I do listen once in a while, and you got a great website, and I appreciate your talking to me.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call, and, you know, stay in the shade out there in Arizona, and it will get better later in the year. Talk to you soon.
We'll try, and say hi to Claire. Bye-bye.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. All right. Now, there is a contraceptive implant called Assure, and it's being pulled from the U.S. market and also Canada, Europe, South America, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. Apparently, tens of thousands of women trying to use this implant are reporting suffering excruciating pain, bleeding, and allergic reactions. And this product is made by Bayer, which, if you will remember, was the same company that manufactured a blood clotting factor for hemophiliacs that was tainted with the AIDS virus. So... Now, Jeff Bezos has his own space transportation company called Blue Origin. They're going to give SpaceX a run for their money. And it successfully launched what they're calling the New Shepard spaceship from its launch site in West Texas on Wednesday. And the rocket's booster and capsule were successfully recovered back at the launch site. And the specific booster has been used for a third time. They're trying to come up again with a reusable launch vehicle, which would cut tremendous costs getting into space. And the New Shepard rocket is designed to carry 6 passengers. Apparently, they're going to appeal to the tourism industry for the ultra wealthy. And so I guess he's competing against Virgin Air or Virgin Space, whatever they're calling it over there. So good for them. That really is the weak link in space travel. It's just getting up to that first orbit. After that, you can get anywhere in the solar system with relatively little energy. But getting that ship up to orbit, that's always been the hard one. And I think Rutan's drop launch system is one way of making that easier. Or possibly even using a balloon drop launch system. Because when I was putting together my idea for dealing with space junk. That was my idea, that we would have a very small, lightweight rocket that would be hoisted up to the edge of the atmosphere and then launched and aimed at the incoming debris that you wanted to take down. And it would basically emit a cloud of gas that the debris would slam into and slow down just enough to be brought back into the atmosphere. The National Audit Office, and this is coming out of Great Britain, is saying that over half of the packaging reported as recycled is actually being sent abroad to be processed. And for all they know, it may just be getting buried in a landfill or burned. They have no guarantee that it's actually being recycled. Now, they've created this illusion of success, but the result may be quite different. And that's another issue. When government sets up a program of some kind and it's not working, they will try and basically say, oh, yeah, this is doing really good. The unemployment numbers are really, really low. Inflation is under control. The GDP is just going like gangbusters here. All right, I'm seeing another article here about Julian Assange. This is coming from The Intercept. And apparently Ecuador will imminently withdraw asylum for Julian Assange and hand him over to the UK. So apparently this Inter-American Court on Human Rights decision is not having an effect, or at least not yet. This story is actually from a little while ago. So that Inter-American Court thing may change things rather dramatically. All right. Now, let's see. Apparently, a judge has now ordered Robert Mueller to publicly name the five witnesses given immunity in his investigation, which I use the word loosely. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi had another episode, was giving a speech, and somehow got triggered and started spasming. Now, right now, Comic-Con is underway in Southern California, and it's a big event. We actually have one out here on Hawaii once a year, and that's kind of cool to see. But this is the big one. This is the international one. And the cast for Fantastic Beasts, the sequel, The Crimes of Grindelwald, were there in person to play the trailer for the movie, which is due out. And Johnny Depp came on out in his Grindelwald costume. And somebody in the audience asked, what would you do if you really did have magical powers? And one of the cast members said, I'd impeach Trump. And apparently the reaction in the room was not what they were expecting. There were a few people who were out there applauding, but the audience really resented the intrusion of real-world politics into what is, after all, a celebration of fantasy and science fiction. And I don't think these celebrities understand how tired the public is getting of all of this constant politics in everything. TV shows, movies, personal appearances, go, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. So, again, a lot of people were very disappointed by it. And don't get me wrong, I like Johnny Depp's movies. He's a good actor. And certainly the production values on all of these Harry Potter films have been wonderful. But I'm strongly inclined not to see this sequel because of this behavior. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. I could use some phone calls, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the story just now coming on in. Over in Syria, Russia apparently contacted Israel and offered to keep the Iranian forces away from southwest Syria and the Golan. And for some reason, Israel has rebuffed it, saying, no thanks. Now, Moscow is trying to stabilize the country as the war winds down. And one has to wonder, what is Israel thinking? Israel has been justifying their attacks into Syria, saying the Iranians are too close, the Iranians are too close. And now Russia is saying, we're going to pull the Iranians back. And Russia is saying no. Now, Israel is saying no. Israel may come back and say, we want the Iranians completely gone. But again, it just seems that Putin is the only adult in the room right now. And everybody else, from Netanyahu to Trump, they're behaving like spoiled children. All right, we do have some callers on the line, and we're going to start with James in Kansas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
About 30 years ago, back when I had a C-band satellite dish, there was a program on there by the Christian Science Monitor, had a TV channel for a while, and they had real interesting documentaries, one right after the other, and they had interviews with these people whose fathers had worked in the asbestos mine up there in a place in Canada, I think that previous caller was talking about, and they lived to be 85 years old. They'd worked in a mine since they were like 30 or 20 years old, and they, I guess they were their safety equipment or whatever, but anyway, I never did follow up on it or anything, but maybe there was just a, kind of some manipulation going on there.
Well, you know, they might have worked in the, you know, away from the asbestos. But like I said, when it comes out of the ground naturally, it's in chunks. And it isn't until later in the processing that it breaks down into those fibers that are used for insulation. I mean, I imagine there's going to be some dust contamination around there. And again, if I were to research this, I would be looking at the health histories of everybody who worked at that mine. To see who came down with mesothelioma, obviously. So, again, a lot of people worked with asbestos and managed to escape contamination. It's only an issue if you breathe in the dust. And as you said, they may have had safety masks and things like that. That's all it would really take. Remember the big stink over on 9/11 was how those first responders were sent into the wreckage of the World Trade Towers without safety masks. They were assured by the head of the EPA, no less, that it was safe to go down there. And those first responders, they've spent the rest of their life dealing with all of these illnesses. So it's inhalation exposure is what causes it.
Okay, well, I'll get off the line and let somebody else talk. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mabel in Texas. Aloha, Mabel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm calling regarding the information you had last week about JFK and in Dallas when they put all the posters out of him being a traitor.
So yes.
I figured, well, this is very interesting. I didn't know it. I love history. I was a history major. And I said, this is great. So I decided, foolish me, to go on Facebook and say, wow, history's repeating itself. I found the poster. I posted that up there, and I found other things about Truman meeting with Stalin and how he, on a newspaper page, he thought he was a very smart man and all this, and that Carter met with Brezhnev, things like that. Okay, so now we get into the liberal craziness. I'm going to be 71 years old. I have a friend that I've been friends with since kindergarten. Whoa. I put this on as historical. I figured this, you know, people don't know this. This is great. I didn't mention President Trump or anything. And I just said, well, this is very interesting. You know, history's repeating itself. Oh, my God. She sent a response. Well, the reason nobody responded to your post or liked it is the fact that you're delusional. Enough said.
Wow.
And I thought, wow is right. So I just, I was taken aback. And then she's like still one of these bitter people that Hillary didn't win, and she lives in a red state. She lives in.
I said, it
so
sounds like it.
She lives in North Carolina, and it's a red state. She hates the politics. She probably hates half the people there. And she's been very bitter. She just doesn't, and I find that the people, like friends that I have that are extremely liberal, I mean, I used to be a Democrat. When I lived in Vermont, they asked me to be the head of the Democratic Party in my town.
Oh, that was an honor. Listen, Mabel, hang on to the line. We got to take another break for commercials, and I'm going to bring you into the next segment, so don't hang up. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mabel in Texas, used to be a Democrat. I grew up in a traditional conservative environment, New Hampshire, but I've never really had a strong affinity for any of the political parties. I tend to vote the issues and the people rather than the, you know, just go along with the party line. I'm not a party line kind of person, if you hadn't figured that out yet. But if you look back at those stories I reported on in hour one, where the Democratic Party is now starting to see a centrist movement, I think a lot of people are getting disillusioned with the Democrats as they are today. Mabel, are you there?
Yep, you just cut out for a minute there.
Okay.
I understand that. But this, I mean, the older I get, the more I realize how that party has gotten so out of kilter, like worrying about gender bathrooms and things like that. It's they're non-issues. They're not going to win anything. People care about, like, the economy. They care about safety. They care about things like that. They don't care. Like, I don't really want a guy coming into the ladies' bathroom because he thinks he's a woman. He's not. And my friends, oh, no. She's like, oh, they were so into the gender bathroom thing that the one that gave me the scathing response, oh, well, I don't find any problem with, you know, someone coming in if they're not going to harm me if they think they're, you know, if their mindset is a woman, they might be a male, but they're not going to touch me. Well, do you know that?
There have unfortunately been a lot of those incidents where men have gone into the ladies' room and then assaulted the women or even children. And we had a story last week where this man who identified as a woman was put in the woman's jail and raped four of the other inmates before he was finally moved to a men's prison. It really is nonsense. But I think liberalism has almost achieved a cult-like status, if you will, in that they've run out of ideas which, as you say, connect to the American mainstream. And they just became more and more extreme, and they all got caught up with this idea, you know, we're going to change the world, we're going to bring about, even if the change is silly, like transgenders, you know, men in the women's bathroom and so forth. It was a cause just for the sake of having a cause, and they ran out of ideas. They were out of ideas all the way back in 2016, which is why Hillary was playing the gender card and the gay card and the abortion card and all of that stuff, because the Democrats didn't really have any solid ideas on how to make this country better. For that matter, neither did the Republicans. Maybe True. Both parties realize that this country can't be saved. And so we may see some real bizarre politics in the near future.
Yep, it's true. And I learned that you cannot challenge a Hillary supporter, because if you say the reason why Hillary didn't win is because nobody likes Hillary, they go ballistic. They just go ballistic. So,
well, Hillary ran her campaign as a personality cult. And what you're talking to is a cultist there. I mean, they're as whacked out about Hillary as, you know, any other cult. The Scientologists look tame compared to the Hillary supporters.
Exactly. But I just wanted to, like, let you know that, because sometimes when you inform people, you get blasted for it because they don't want to hear the truth. They just don't want to hear it. And I've been listening
very to that. I've gotten used to it over the last 24 years.
I'm sure you have.
The trick, though, is to work on your presentation. Now, there are some people who are just not interested, like your friend. There are those who are sort of sitting on the fence. They're not sure which way they're going to go. Those are the ones that you invest your time in.
Yeah, and I definitely put it out there as a historical facts, and that was that. And some of my friends said that was great. Other friends were like, you know, lambasted me also. But I'm still going to do it.
Well, I think one of the reasons you may have been lambasted by the liberals is how often they talk about killing President Trump. And it's rather amazing to like, Robert De Niro, for example. And so I imagine that somebody would realize that linkage and be very offended by it. Anyway, Mabel, we're going to let you go here.
Okay.
We're going to open up the phone
lines.
Thank you for the call.
Taking my call.
All right. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Now, as you know, not too long ago, over on The View, which I don't watch, Whoopi Goldberg got into it with Fox News Judge Jeanine Pirro and wound up spitting and yelling at her. And it caused a firestorm of interest, which has now translated to Jeanine Pirro's book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, soaring to number one on the Amazon bestsellers list. Now, maybe it was a PR stunt all along, because they all work in corporate media. But if it was on the up and up, then what we have here is a situation where, Whoopi Goldberg basically helped Judge Jeanine Pirro become a best-selling author here. All righty, getting on over here. Nicaragua appears to be heating up, because during the break, I noticed Fox News had the president of Nicaragua on the TV basically saying that there will not be early elections. That would just confuse things more. And just that Nicaragua deserves respect as any state would. So I'm not sure what the message is supposed to be, but we know that things have gotten really out of hand down there. Is it a real organic uprising, or is it more of the U.S. going on in and causing trouble to destabilize a government here? Now, getting on back to Syria, there's an interesting article in Government Slaves here pointing out the fact that Qatar has spent $3 billion to support the rebels in Syria. And one reason may be, remember I said it's all about those pipelines. Qatar is the largest exporter of liquefied natural gas in the world, and Assad won't let them build a natural gas pipeline through Syria. So Qatar, along with the United States, wants to install a puppet regime in Syria that will allow them to build a pipeline. And and basically get that pipeline right of way. Israel also wants to build a pipeline through Syria so that they can take that oil and gas they're stealing from inside the Golan and get it up to Europe. It's easy to underestimate the geopolitical impact that these pipeline rights of way really have, to the point where, yeah, wars are being fought over the pipeline right of way. That was why we went into Afghanistan. A pipeline right of way. And of course, the opium here. Now, Occupy ICE is still out there, and we're seeing a lot of news about how contentious it's getting. We could really reach a point where the illegal immigrants literally start rioting, and we legals may be forced to react. But it's a tense situation out there. Up in Portland, Oregon, apparently businesses are having to close their business. There's the Occupy ICE PDX camp. They're closing the business due to threats and verbal attacks by the protesters. So basically, the owners of the Happy Camper food and coffee bar say they no longer feel safe in the neighborhood after their daughter, who works at the cart, was threatened. And they're going to sell their little food cart. So once again, we have a situation where the liberals are always screaming about how violent conservatives are. And yet when you get right down to it, it's the liberals who are behaving like savages. Threats, insults. And this is going to end badly here. Alrighty, now there's, as you know, Pope Francis came on out recently in favor of open borders. And I think it's an inappropriate intrusion of religion into the affairs of nations. But apparently this Catholic priest, James Martin, made a video asking, why are so many Christians still against migrants and refugees? And he begins the video with the phrase, why do some people hate refugees? Well, I'm sure they don't start out hating the refugees until they get to live with them for a while. Now, I understand why the Catholic Church is interested in open borders and getting more refugees into Europe and the United States, into the Catholic lands, as it were, because religion is on the wane, especially among the millennials. And a lot of churches are struggling just to get by. And so I think the plan here by the Pope is to flood these Catholic countries with refugees and lure them in to keep those collection plates full so the bishop can make bail. Apparently, Russia's military has shot down two unidentified drones that attacked its Syrian airbase at Hmeimim on Saturday and Sunday. Now, the attacks caused no casualties or damage, and the airbase is operating as normal. So, who uses unmarked aircraft that we remember from the USS Liberty, as it were, here? Okay, Now then, let's get on down here. Talked about that. We talked about that. Let's talk about the Jewish nation state law. This one has upset a lot of people, and not just in Israel itself. In fact, it's interesting. On Friday's show, I said Israel's attitude seems to be, yeah, we're an apartheid state. What are you going to do about it? And oddly enough, there was a story on one of the media websites that carried that exact headline. So everybody has noticed. And I think Israel is in a stage right now where their arrogance, their hubris is working against them, where their attitude is, we're going to do what we're going to do, and you can't touch us. We're protected at the United Nations. We got nuclear weapons. We're just going to do what we want to do. In other words, a rogue nation, or a pirate nation, if you will. And there was this article that came on out from Middle East Monitor, basically saying that the reality is Israel never really was a democracy, because obviously if you legalize apartheid, you're no longer a democracy. And I would advise Israel to remember that one of their former trading partners in nuclear weapons, South Africa, was an apartheid state. And in the long run, it didn't work out. Story coming out of Information Clearinghouse. Oh, I already talked about this one. Okay. Apparently, James Comey has come on out with a plea to Democrats. Now, as you know, the other day he came on out and said that anybody who doesn't vote Democrat is being un-American. Now that he's no longer in government service, he's not in danger of violating the Hatch Act, and he's out there on the campaign trail. And so he's making these videos saying, tweets saying, and he too is becoming a centrist. He's saying, Democrats, please don't lose your minds and rush to the socialist left, because that's what Trump wants you to do. It's all Trump's fault again. And I think he's alarmed by the fact that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has taken the left by storm. And she is playing to that extreme left edge. She's out there encouraging the Occupy ICE. She wants totally open borders. She's pandering to the liberals as she has known them. And there are a lot of people who are concerned that more Democrats like this could actually sink the party itself, which is why we've had people coming on out and saying, we'd rather you voted Republican than to vote for her. We're seeing Democrats come on out and say, we'd rather you vote Republican than vote for this lady here. So, all right. Talked about the settlers here. And this is the article. I am an apartheid state. What are you going to do about it? Appeared in Middle East Monitor. Now, as you probably know, if you are a fan of the Discovery Channel, it's Shark Week. Actually, it's going to be 2 weeks. And over at and everybody's fascinated with sharks all of a sudden. Even National Geographic is doing 2 weeks of documentaries on sharks. And don't get me wrong, sharks are interesting animals. I just need them in small doses here. But apparently, they kicked off Shark Week with Shaquille O'Neal getting into the water with sharks for the first time in his life. And he was teamed up with Rob Riggle for the adventure, and they had a shark cage. The shark had other ideas. Shark actually managed to start breaking into the cage, and they had to get Shaquille and Rob out of there just as fast as they could. So that must have been a really big shark. And those cages do have to be strong, which reminds me of a funny story from many, many years ago on the first movie, Jaws, because there's a scene where the Richard Dreyfuss character gets into the water in a shark cage. And they basically not told the prop shop the cage was actually going to be in the water with sharks, where they had a stuntman go down there in shark-infested waters to basically film the scenes where the Richard Dreyfuss character is fending them off. And so the prop shop had made the cage out of aluminum. And the sharks tore it apart. And fortunately, the stuntman did make it back to the boat safely. But they are very aggressive creatures. I remember when I was a kid, was out on a boat with a live bait tank on the back. And one of the bait fish was bleeding into the water and through the overflow. And all of a sudden, this shark comes booming up out of the water, grabbing the bait tank and flips over the transom into the boat itself. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back from these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and I'm sharing my shark story with you all. And this was way back when I was basically a kid, high school, and my father had this cabin cruiser, and we would go out on the water off Southern California. And so because Ray liked to fish, we had a live bait tank hanging off the transom. And because there was an injured fish in the bait tank, it attracted a rather nasty shark, basically boomed up out of the water, grabbing the bait tank, and his motion carried him across the transom onto the floor, where he's thrashing around like crazy and everybody's scrambling. So I grabbed an oar and I shoved it in his mouth, trying to basically keep him from getting anywhere with those teeth. And he clamps down, or she kind of clamps down on the sword, on the oar, and won't let go. And I basically get the oar over a piece of the boat structure and use it to lever the shark back out over into the water, at which point I was hoping the shark would let go, but he just kept chewing away. And so by the time the oar got down to the size of a cricket back, I figured, let him have it. And so I did. I just let go, and the shark went off with the oar. So that's my shark story. Out here in Hawaii, our volcano is still volcanoing. Kilauea's summit is subsiding. I saw some interesting radar interferometry images showing how much it's sinking. And there's a time-lapse movie out there now that really shows the floor of Kilauea Crater is sinking. And they're continuing to have major events up there at the summit, equal to about a magnitude 5 quake. That's got to be very rough on the people of Volcano. If that whole area is subsiding, they're looking at the potential for major structural damage, first of all to Volcano House, which is a very historic building, and possibly even to the buildings of the Volcano National Park itself, which, by the way, that's all closed and is not expected to reopen. Nobody still knows when this thing is going to end. And all we can do is wait it on out and take care of the people who lost their homes, because we are living on a volcano, and volcanoes do this. Now, not this island. This island hasn't had an eruption for millions of years. The hot spot is now down off the southern edge of the Big Island. That's where the action is. Somebody actually wrote me a letter just now saying, when will you confess that our society is broken? I've been saying that for quite some time. Our society is broken. We've lost our moral compass. We've lost our values. We're caught up in vanity and self-aggrandizement. We're allowing the lust for money to lead us into some very selfish and dangerous directions. It takes a lot of balance to have a working society. We don't have that, and it is broken. And I have been saying that for quite some time. I'm still thinking the future of this country is a Soviet Union-style collapse. And considering how things are accelerating, it feels like it could be very, very soon. So there's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. It is very important that you take what you learn here and at the website and show it to everybody that you know. In particular, that letter from GCHQ that says they did spy on Trump at the request of President Obama. That needs to get out there. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.